Good morning. You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. I'm Jamie B-Side. That was an instrumental by Wiseblood from the new album Titanic Rising. And here's a track by Big Search called Busy Getting Lost.
Oh, I cannot be moved. No matter what you do, I cannot be changed, only rearranged. I've heard it all before. I'm tired from everyone. Be a lot of fun. Never been so far away. Never had enough to say. You will look the other way. Now I'm fading to the room. Is it getting lost? Going door to door. Lying on the floor, it's not working anymore. But the fever never comes. Just waiting at the wall. Oh, the rapture, kill the time. Balanced on the borderline. Still apartments getting old. I'll wait until the world is getting low. I cannot believe in a devil of your sleep. Where can I begin? Where the story ends? Time will come again when we meet as friends. I'm not scattered to the wind. Thank you.
Listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm, coming at you live from the Secret Alley in San Francisco's Mission District. Today is Saturday, March 30th, and in that last round of tracks, we heard Big Search with a track called Busy Getting Lost. I was really excited to see this come in as a new release through the station. The release is called Slow Fascination. It's on a label called 30th Century Big Search. Used to be in a band I really liked that was based here in the Bay Area in the early 2000s called The Cave-Ins, and then they later changed that name to The Ceramic Isles because there was another band the name The Cave-Ins, and the name of Big Search. Big Search is one guy named Matt Poppy Luke, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but he moved to Los Angeles, and he has a few albums out under the name Big Search, and I really like his stuff. So, I don't know if he has any tour dates coming up in the area. But after that, I played Chris Cohen, a track called What Can I Do, which is from the album called Chris Cohen on Captured Tracks. He has at least one other solo album out, also on Captured Tracks, I believe. And he used to play guitar for Deerhoof, and now he does his own solo stuff. And he is on tour. Looks like he's going to be on tour for a long time. And he will be in San Francisco in July on the 15th at the Chapel. So if you like him, check that out. And then after that, we heard Otis, who is new to me this week, O-H-T-I-S, with a track called Pervert Blood. It's the opening track of the new album Curve of Earth. And he is also playing in San Francisco at the Chapel coming up soon on April 10th. And now I'm going to play a track from the new album by Sonny Smith, Sonny and the Sunsets. He has a new label out called Rocks in Your Head, and this album is called Hairdressers from Heaven. It's on that label, and this track's called Someday I'd Like to Be an Artist.
Someday I'd like to be an artist and give myself away. Write in my notebook in my bed and listen to the rain. Think about the way things could be and how things really are. Wake up from my dreaming with the work of art in my arms. Give myself away. Give myself away. Give myself away every day. Artist and give myself away.
That's the part. I mean, that would be where the part would go.
Sit at the bar and talk to the other artists all about art.
I need to hear that.
Talk about the world and know that it all falls apart. Give myself away. 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 Every day.
Thank you.
You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. I'm Jamie B-Side. In that last round of tracks, we started off with Sunny in the Sunsets with Someday I'd Like to Be an Artist from the new album Hairdressers from Heaven, out on Sunny Smith's new label Rocks in Your Head. And they are playing around the West Coast right now, and we'll be at, and in Brooklyn, I guess, on April 19th. They will be at the Chapel in San Francisco on May 16th. And then after that, we heard Michelle Blades with Behind the Black from the new album out this week called Visitor. She is out of Paris, France. I'd never heard of her before this week, but I'm loving her stuff, and I can tell that I'm going to be playing a lot of that in the future. She is on tour right now, but it's all in France. Oh no, it's not, actually. She'll be in France through the end of April, and then she is coming to the US. Does she have a San Francisco date? I think it's just East Coast dates. So if you're in New York, oh, there's also some Midwest dates. So check that out if you're in those places. Not West Coast yet. And then after that, we heard Mini Dresses, one of my favorites. They have a new album out called Heaven Sent, and the track I played was called Dark One. They're on the Joy Void label. And now I'm going to play an older one by Beach House from their debut album. This is called Master of None.
Thank you. some good advice. Before you let him break your heart, you better think twice. He isn't worth the tears you're crying. He's only out to break your heart.
You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side. In that last round, we heard from the top Beach House with Master of None from their intro album just called Beach House that came out around 2006 on Car Park Records. And I played that because I was listening to the Stella Donnelly track that I played after that, Bistro. And it reminded me a lot of Beach House. So Stella Donnelly's Bistro from her awesome new album, Beware of the Dogs, that's out on Secretly Canadian. That's what I played after Beach House. Stella Donnelly is playing this Friday, April 5th at Café du Nord. And I am going, I'm really excited about that. And after that, I played Nadell and Tom, an older one that's from early 2000s, an album called Summerland. The track I played is He Cursed Me. It's on Kill Rock Stars. And I kind of felt like that Stella Donnelly song also reminded me of Nadell a little bit with that kind of crooning. I don't know if that's the right term. That sort of, I mean, it's like a Dionne Warwick voice, which is why after that I played Dionne Warwick, a track I had not heard before. I was about to play Walk On By, and then I went and found the original album that that's on called Make Way for Dionne Warwick, which came out in 1964, and I found this track, Get Rid of Him, and I thought that it was great, so I included that because it's less known. So now, what do I have for you? Where am I? I am gonna play, oh, this is an old favorite, Marianne Faithfull, The Mystery of Love from her album Before the Poison, which I definitely need to get on vinyl because I like it a lot. Here's The Mystery of Love.
When you're not by my side, the world's in two, and I
Hey, you have been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side. In that last round, we heard some older stuff. We started off with Marianne Faithfull with The Mystery of Love, which is the opening track to the album Before the Poison. And that album is really awesome. There are some of the tracks were written by PJ Harvey, and she does some backing vocals on it as well. And you've got Warren Ellis, the violin player from The Dirty Three, is featured on that album. And there's also some Nick Cave on there, at least in songwriting. I can't remember if he's actually performs, probably. And then after that, we heard PJ Harvey with Dry from her album Rid of Me that was out in the 90s, I think like 93 on Island Records. And then the last track we heard was Dirty Teenage Love Thoughts by Lily Cedar. Lily Cedar is the project from the early 2000s. Of a friend of mine who lives in Chicago. Her name's Andrea Bauer. The album was called Sleeper, and it came out on the Extra Small label in the early 2000s. And she is now in a band called Touched by Ghoul. I see that they had a feature written up in She Shreds magazine, which is awesome. I didn't realize that. And they open for the Foo Fighters at Shea Stadium. I think it was Shea Stadium, yeah, which is pretty awesome. So that was that round, and I'll bring you back to some new stuff here. This next track I'm going to play is another longer Wiseblood track from the new album Titanic Rising. I opened the set with a short instrumental, or I opened today's playlist with that. So this track, also from that album, is called Picture Me Better. It's on Sub Pop.
Got a brain. I could have seen you just once more. Tell you how much you're adored. There's no point anymore. Waiting for the call from beyond. Waiting for something with meaning to come through.
Baby, help me.